91X News.
It's 8 degrees and partly sunny. I'm Leah Vandenberg with 91X News. There's a barbecue and decor show on Saturday to support employees from the 10-acre restaurant, which was lost in a fire on Monday. Wendy McBride, a frequenter of the restaurant, came up with the idea to help the employees through what will be difficult financial times.
It's strictly going to be divided between all the staff that are being affected and need this money until their UI benefits or whatever comes through.
The barbecue will be held at the 10-acre truck stop from 11 a.m. until 4 and will include a variety of activities including a car show and face painting. Research suggests that tiny particles used in common products such as odor-free socks may be threatening crucial to soil bacteria. Biologists from Queen's University have found that silver nanoparticles found in an increasing number of consumer products seem to kill bacteria that are vital to plant growth. Nanoparticles are incredibly tiny pieces of matter, hundreds of thousands of times smaller than the thickness of a sheet of paper. They have hundreds of uses, but their impact on the environment is just starting to be studied. Greg Goss, who researches the issue at the University of Alberta, suggests the study from Queen's isn't a realistic test of what actually happens in soil. The novice movie maker who admitted he's a killer is having his credibility attacked by the Crown. Mark Twitchell is on trial for the first-degree murder in the stabbing death of an Edmonton man. Twitchell admitted in court yesterday that he killed Johnny Altinger, but he claims it was out of self-defense after a publicity stunt for his movie went wrong. He also admitted to lying to his family, friends, and the police. Lies he told during a two-month period in the fall of 2008 were used against him during a cross-examination. The trial continues. A young Canadian girl has died in the Bahamas after an accident at a water park. There is no indication of who she is or where she is from, and police are not releasing details of what happened. The company that runs the AquaVenture Water Park has issued a statement saying the child drowned and that it was doing everything in their power to assist the family. In August 2000, a 12-year-old boy died after he was sucked into a drain while snorkeling with his brother in the resort's lagoon. The U.S. government's color-coded terror warning system is being replaced with a more specific and informative plan. Reporter Sagar Magani says the public could see the warnings on Facebook and Twitter.
That would be part of a new terror alert system the Homeland Security Department will roll out later this month to replace the color-coded one. The AP has learned the system will have two levels, elevated and imminent, but the public won't necessarily be told if an alert is issued. If the government decides to go public, it may put out the information via social networking.
The color-coded system has been a key counterterrorism tool since it was introduced after the September 11, 2001 terror attacks. That's 91X News to 303. Here's Jose De Barros with sports.
After some remaining tee shots by golf legends Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer, the Masters is underway. Northern Ireland's Rory McIlroy has a three-shot lead after shooting a 7-under for the day. Canadian golfer Mike Weir is 4-over for the day. Three-time Masters champion Tiger Woods is well off the pace, shooting 1-under through 14 holes. In the NHL, Montreal is in Ottawa for a 7 o'clock game, and Minnesota gets some West Coast action as they play Vancouver at 10 o'clock. Tonight, the Picton Pirates play the Allison Hornets. It's the first of four games in the Schmaltz Cup semifinal. Puck drop at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow, the Wellington Dukes play Oakville at home at 7:30. In the majors, the Blue Jays drew first blood, but are now behind the Oakland Athletics 2-1 in the top of the 8th. In other afternoon games, Houston and Cincinnati are tied after 7 innings. Cleveland is ahead 1-0 on the Boston Red Sox, and the Colorado Rockies have a 3-1 lead on the Pittsburgh Pirates in the 5th. Justin Bieber made full use of his dance moves when the teen singer met up with Spanish soccer team Barcelona on Thursday. The Stratford, Ontario native trained with the club after performing for a sellout crowd in the Catalan capital. Bieber missed Barcelona's 5-1 Champions League win over Ukrainian team Shakhtar Donetsk at the Camp Nou Stadium on Wednesday. That's sports. Here's Leah Vandenberg with 91X Weather.
Today, cloudy, becoming a mix of sun and cloud this afternoon, a high of 9. Tonight, clearing this evening, a low of minus 5. Friday, sunny, a high of 11 degrees. Saturday, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers, a high of 11. Sunday, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers or thunderstorms, a high of 14. It's 8 degrees. I'm Leah Vandenberg with Jose De Barros. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.
91X is CJLX 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of the TGIF All Request Friday. Friday nights at 7 on Quiddy's New Rock Source, 91X.